What's up? This is D-Ray with Texas Law Dogs Podcast. Welcome to the wild world of Texas policing. Real stories told by real officers from the street. Anything from the academy all the way to retirement. Let us help you understand why we are the way we are. Rate, review, subscribe, follow us on all your social media platforms and your favorite podcast platforms. New episode coming up.
Hold on.
Here we go.
There it is.
It's the Texas Law Dogs. We got to get this recording, man.
Texas Law Dogs.
Hey, we had a lineup change. So, me, Shane O'Might, Flying Hawaiian.
That's right.
Putter.
Yeah.
Commander.
The commander.
Look at this, man. Look at this gun. Okay. We just had some good conversations. Okay. So, this is going to be story time and getting hurt. I feel like the one that's been hurt the most needs to talk first.
The flying Hawaiian.
Come on.
Okay. So, my
injuries. No. Start from the beginning.
No, wait. The most phone calls I've gotten is about that little Mexican.
See? Okay.
Man, look at him.
He's tied it all back in.
He's going
man.
Full throttle. Little Spaniard guy,
yeah.
Getting whipped up on. Okay, so my last injury.
I love
injury.
Where this starts.
Yeah, right okay, because I want but the commander
my,
to know. My last injury was from
PSI.
A guy that was rather large. He was probably 6'4", maybe 6'3", at probably a good 300. And I thought he was going to go to jail.
This is funny.
And he didn't want to go to jail as bad
right.
as I wanted him
right.
to.
Nobody was going to jail.
Basically, I tore this knee up. It was a deal.
Was he bigger than a trunk?
Here we go.
A car trunk.
Come on now.
No, he probably wasn't. Not for-
come on.
Let's get it.
Hey, come on, Billy.
Come on, let's get it.
that's a commander to you.
Oh, here we go.
We'll get into it. What I want to tell about a story
my
about.
My little P.I.
Hey, listen. A little P.I. I love this man. Hey, listen. One time we got a call at the hospital, and they said, man, this guy from A&M, he is going off. He's a football player.
Right.
And he is, listen, this guy is literally, like, he's like 6'8", 6'6".
He's a big boy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dreadlocks, he looks like Predator.
Right.
I mean, this guy's a monster. He's coming down on steroids. We don't know how to handle him. He's out of control. I show up by myself. I'm like,
And you're like, hey, I got it.
He's already pretty much pushed his coach down. He's got his coach down.
All 4 foot six of him.
Let me talk. Hey, I told this motherfucker, I walked up and I said, hey, dude, just calm down. He started it on me and I said, shut up. Just calm the fuck down. Anyway, for some reason, he calmed down. Anyway, I'm sitting here. I'm like, man, I got to kind of control this. I look back and I've got one lieutenant and one sergeant.
Oh, no, it's behind
one
you.
One of them happens to be this young man over here.
The commander right here.
And then what do you call him? The
which one?
Intimidator. What's
Captain Kickback?
Yeah, oh, Captain Kickback? Yeah, Terminator. Kickback. Yeah.
Yeah, and both these guys.
Oh, that
like, you know,
yeah, that's a good crew to have, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Four,
that's a good
big
crew.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they said, hey, listen. Take this guy. You're going to have to take him to Green Oaks.
Right.
You know,
get him going.
He's
right.
off. We don't have anybody. You know, we're shorthanded. We only had four officers for the all entire.
Yeah.
Take him. We don't have anybody to back you up. Take him down there. He loaded him up in the back. I'm like, I'm looking at the commander. I'm like, really? And he said, no, really. He said he starts getting out of control, red and blue lighted all the way to
yeah,
the
keep
anyway,
going.
Making a long story short, I get about maybe 20 miles from the city. He starts going ballistic, trying to bust the window.
Busting out your window.
I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, what did the commander say? Hey, so I called our Green Oaks and I said, hey, I called dispatch. I said, have him call him, tell him I'm in route. This guy's going off.
Right. I got
to
get there.
He's trying to bust the window with his head. He's going off. He's a football player. I mean, he's going, I can't control him. So I'm running as fast as car run. I get up there and there's probably 15 or 20 of the biggest guys you've ever seen.
Nice.
All dressed
waiting.
In white. They're all sitting at Green Oaks. And anyway, they're sitting there and I said, there he is. Get him out of my brand new car before my commander chooses.
Before I get in trouble, right.
Fucking my charger up.
Yeah.
A brand new charger. Get him out of my car. And they look at him, open the door, and then shut the door. And they said, go get the net. And I said,
go get the
what
net.
The fuck? Get him out of my car. Anyway, they said, no, hold on. We're going to get the net. And so anyway, they show up at this thing that looks like a netting that it would catch a tiger. I'm talking one inch, rope.
Right.
And it's like little squares all over the place. And anyway, they open the door and they throw it over him. And then they pull this drawstring and they seal him up like a wild.
So like for Shad.
They're fishing for shad. Yes, yeah, that's like exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly like what it is. And you'd have to know this place. They pull them through this mental hospital, and people are sitting there getting, you know, they're on these lazy boys getting, you know.
Oh, right, getting medication. Hooked up, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They take him over there, and they put him on this table, and it cinches him down, and some doctor comes up with three syringes at one time and sticks him in the ass, and he just he goes out.
It's out.
But, yeah, it was something that's else. Funny, I don't know where dude. I was going with this, but
that's
it was
funny.
Just,
we'll get him out of that brand new car because who is over the cars?
Yeah, because
your face is getting trouble.
He was trying to get him from the truck store.
That's right. All right, here we go. Are you going to tell it? Are you going
to
tell it?
I wasn't there. He would have to tell it.
Wait, what? What now? What are you talking about?
Didn't you heard a knee try to put your bag in a trunk of a car?
Oh, no, no. Yes. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
That's what happened.
No.
Prove it.
Okay, and I'm going to get realistic here. It was one of those days where, what do we call?
Kevin Kibak? Who?
No.
Somebody had a T-bone accident in the parking lot, too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That was not Hollywood. Mine. Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood is
187.
Yes, 187 was having a good day. And I don't even know why this is. It's because of you. But anyway, he was having a real good day, and I was having a real bad day at Hollywood. And,
or Hollywood. Yeah,
Hollywood. Hollywood. I threw a bag over my head and threw it in the back of that squad car.
That must have been a small bag.
Yeah. Shut up. Hey, listen, I tore an LF5 S1 disc.
He had to get it a whole 2 feet off the ground.
To get it over his head.
To get it over and over. Wow.
That's the reason why I love Commander. That's the reason why I love this man. Anyway, make a long story short, I tore a disc up and I was out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm serious. Hey, 130, 136. They got to be the top ranking.
Hey, well, right? You know what? 136 is the same person. In fact, you know, the last scrap that I got into, my kneecap was sitting on the side of my leg.
I've seen that, too, with him.
It was a bad meniscus, partial ACL, and kneecap was on the side of my leg.
But at least you were fighting and not trying to sit on a motorcycle.
You know what? Hey, listen here. From the kneecap up, I looked like $1 million. Right. I just felt like $1.36.
Then you had 32.
Who?
I think it was 32.
Uh-huh.
He would tell Rick, I've got more time on suspension you got on the street.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. So you.
It was 32, right?
The first.
Yeah, I think so.
The first day of the chief that we don't speak of, I got into a wreck in the parking lot.
In
right?
the parking lot.
So.
Me standing outside.
Yeah. So here's Commander.
With Jeffro.
Yes. Now, so.
Minding your own business.
Minding my own business. That was me.
That. Part of my job was the fleet coordinator for the police department.
Right. So yeah. That was your car.
So you have to do something about it.
No, yeah. I mean, well, it was his babies anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, cars. And I took care of my cars, and it was 834, which I was in, which you've been in, because I shared it with you for a long time, and you've been in. Mm-hmm. So.
But they were his cars.
They were his cars.
Yeah. They're all
and I kept
his
my
cars.
Stuff clean, man. I kept all, I think all of us in here, because, I mean,
I keep
you're
my cars
clean freak,
clean,
too.
Yeah.
We all keep cars clean, because I was in it with you, and I was so thankful, because we both were the same.
Yeah.
So I'm putting all my stuff in the car, and there's a call come out. I'm fixing to leave, and another officer was in a Crown Vic, which was a canine car. Sun hasn't come up yet, so it's dark. Parking lot's lit, but I'm fixing to drive
I'm
down.
Having my smokes.
I'm driving. Yeah. Were you standing outside for real?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, my bad.
Yeah.
So this is before he was my father-in-law. So I'm taking off. I'm fixing to go to this call, and I did not know this other officer was pulling out of a parking space within the other sea of 25 police cars. And he pulls right out in front of me. Like, I don't even have time to hit the brake. Like, I can't believe the airbag didn't come off.
Yeah.
But I totaled two cars.
Yeah, you tore them up.
No, in the impressive. Parking lot.
I remember looking
it's
at
it. It's his fault.
That's impressive.
Do I? No, it's his fault. Yeah, yeah. But it would thank God there's video, right? Because there I was, minding my own business,
yeah.
Shane.
Yeah.
And then I mean, I drill that car, and he gets out. And I remember I was like, oh, I'm bleeding inside my chest, right? So, and I remember he goes, huh, maybe I'll get a new car. And that was it. It was like, hey, are you okay? It was like, huh, maybe I'll get a new car. That's all he said, man, because he was still rocking that Crown Vic.
That was out was of like, the whole place.
But that
man.
Was the very first day of the new chief.
Yes.
And you had to go talk to him.
So there I was, minding my
own your business, right? Oh, man, I was
like,
dude.
Knock, knock, knock.
Dear chief.
Yeah.
We had a couple of officers had an accident in the parking lot. What? Yeah, it was.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot. Are they good officers? Oh, yeah, they're good officers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll take care of it then.
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
Yeah. See, right now he's all, "Dear Chief, this is sweet." But
we know
you motherfucker.
We know. We know.
What the fuck you
think
you're doing?
Well, and it was like, I was like, "Oh my God, I'm getting fired." I was like, "I'm fixing to get fired." I just wrecked this police car in the parking lot.
Oh my God.
But I got my 5-year driving pin a long time ago, so it was like, I didn't care. I was like, I'm not getting another one.
Yeah. Hey, at 39 can get a safe driving.
No kidding. You can get a safe driving. You want to talk about that? We'll move from injuries to how many times he's wrecked a car or put one in the reservoir.
Oh yeah.
Or looking down I-30 with the monocular. Four car pileup on the bridge.
I've seen two of his accidents.
Have you really?
Yes, that's minding my own business. I was coming.
Was this the parking lot? Are you going to tell that story?
No, let me talk.
I need you to tell that story.
We're going
to
tell this. Oh my God, I need parking lot accident.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Pole jumped out in front of him several times out in front of Walmart. But this, what I'm talking about, listen, we got a hot call. And anyway, we make the corner and he's behind me. And that was back in the day when
Where were you driving?
I was in Crown Vic.
Crown Vic. Okay.
Crown Vic. Minding my own business.
My own business.
And so anyway, back then, the pavement was a different, it was like slicker now shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he made that corner, if you weren't paying attention, you'd lose control. Well, anyway, I'm coming out of there, and I'm like, I feel the rear end of this car slide, and I'm like, I ain't fucking up. Not for Billy.
Right, you can't do that. Not for Commander, right.
Not for my Commander. I'm not fucking this up. Well, anyway, I'm looking back in the rearview mirror. All of a sudden, I see Perry's right behind me, and all of a sudden, I see lights. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I look at my rearview mirror and all I see is a squad car doing donuts
in mud.
God. And anyway, making a long story short, I knew he didn't fucked up, man. I pulled around that corner and we were going to a hot call, but I mean my importance, hey, I gotta make sure
my people are
okay. I gotta make sure my people are
right.
I make the corner, I roll back over there, and dude, there's not you can't see any white on that car. All of a sudden, all it is dark, and you see him get out, and his eyes are the size of silver dollars. He gets out, smoking a cigarette.
There you go.
Shaking his hand like a dog shit, broken glass, smoking a cigarette.
That's so funny.
Dude, he done filled up his exhaust pipes full of mud. It was all good shit. But that was one of them. That, and then roll him off the backside of lake number four.
Oh, yeah.
Into
number
the
four.
Water of the
yeah.
Sea.
I think I was there
oh,
then.
Oh, man. He's had all kinds of shit.
Who was that? 39?
39.
He gets a, what, 25 years safe driving?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a punk. Hey, a punk.
Commander told me one time, he said, "You're not getting a safe driving award."
Told you.
Yeah, he said, "Yeah, you're not getting a safe driving award."
Do you not get one ever? Really?
No, I still haven't had one.
Really?
No,
man.
Every time it comes around, something happens. Not my fault. Out of my control. Nothing I can do about it,
dude. Well,
I told them the story about me going to the holdup alarm at the bank that ended up being a burger place because somebody couldn't change the address in Spillman. And then I ran over that boulder, and then I had to come back and tell about it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was telling, and that's why I was like, why aren't we recording this?
Yeah.
I mean, shit's funny. You got to tell it again. So because what you did, that's funny, dude. That's legit.
Holdup alarm comes out. I look on our computer, and it shows it's a bank. And I'm sitting there thinking,
what bank is it?
This address, I'm sitting there thinking, there is not a bank there, but the city's growing so fast. I mean, you know, but
could have dropped a bank.
Right. There could have been, right.
I mean, that's how stuff happens. I find businesses that are open in my district that I didn't even know were being built, and they're already open.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, I've never seen an alarm here before, so it's probably legit. So I'm running code down there, driving like crazy. I'm
Tahoe. You're in Tahoe.
Right. I'm in Tahoe, and I'm seeing the block numbers, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting close. Where is this bank at? I know there's not a bank here. So as I'm passing this burger joint, passing the entrance to it, I see the address, and I go, it clicks. I'm like, oh, this probably used to be a bank, and then they opened this pretty new burger joint, and they never changed it.
Sure.
So I'm having to pull into the exit. I've already passed the entrance.
Is that bottle cap?
Yeah, it's bottle cap.
That's what I said, right.
So I go to pull in,
Lions Bank,
and there's a big-ass fucking like decorative boulder out in front of it, and I just right over the top of it, dude. And this is lunchtime on a weekday.
Yeah.
So I pull in.
So they're not busy at all.
Oh, dude, they're so busy. And it's a new place. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you know it's busy.
Oh, in our town, a new place opens up. It's the spot. So there's people outside. I'm embarrassed, right? So I pull into a parking spot real quick. I go inside. I'm like, oh, I run past those people. Oh, everything's fine. I run inside.
I promise I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. It's all good.
I'm good. I'm real police, damn it.
Yeah, I'm the police. I run inside. I'm like, hey, is everything okay? They're like, yeah, it's fine. So then I look out the window and I'm waiting for those people to leave.
They saw you.
And I was like, okay, well, once they leave, then I'll go out here and make my little call. Hey, I got in a fleet. So they're not leaving. So in my head, I'm like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. Because I'm smart, right?
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, I'm just going to walk out there just confidently, get in my car and leave, and I'll
drive
go like
off. Drive
I'll,
off.
Yeah, and I'll go like a block down the street and call my supervisor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I go outside, I walk right past those people.
Super, and you're on the phone.
I'm on. Well, I pretended
to be on the phone.
I was pretending.
See, I like that.
I wasn't really.
That's a good deal. Man.
So I had my phone like on that side of my face, you know. So I walk right past them, all confident. Go to get in my car. I lock myself out of my car.
So, you can't make it up, dude.
Yeah. So then I turn around. I'm like, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah. No, everything's all fine. So I call a super. Those people finally leave. I can end my fake phone call.
My supervisor, push the end of my fake phone
my
call.
Supervisor shows up, opens my door. He's like, hey. What happened? I tell him. He's like, all right, go straight to the station. I'm like, okay. So I get up to the station and Commander's outside. He's over the fleet
right.
of all the cars. Last person I want to talk to.
Outside.
Yeah,
outside.
Waiting on you.
Smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Right. Smoking a cigarette, standing waiting. Out by the little picnic table. So I'm like, oh God, here we go. So, and I'm already scared to death of this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm this guy, right?
Yeah. He's a captain. I'm a patrol nobody. And so I walk up and I'm like, hey, you know, I wrecked a car and
I fucked up,
you know. So he's got a cigarette and he walks out there and he looks at it and he goes, just shakes his head and goes, well, and walks off. And I never heard nothing about it. Not a single word.
Caved in that running board and everything, yeah. man.
And like, so then like, this has been like a few years ago. So then like 3 years later, I'm going through my file for something. I can't remember, you know, you go through your file sure. before you try to apply for a new position to see yeah. what commendations and stuff you have, and all I have in there is like a deal saying that I ran over a boulder, and so I mentioned it to him. He's like, "Yeah, you're not getting a safe driving award." Hey, but I didn't get wrote up though.
That's right. Yeah, you didn't get wrote That's up, right. but you ain't getting that award.
I'm not getting this.
That, you're not getting that little pin, man.
I can live without the pin.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I told them. I said sometimes it's better for people just to think you're dumb. You know what I mean? Maybe, hey, because then they just feel bad for it. Man, he don't know better, you know?
That's so funny.
He doesn't
funny,
know any
dude.
Better.
But I mean.
But at least you didn't do it in front of 10 troopers like I did.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. It was over at the county.
Okay. But I mean, you did it in front of people. I did it in our own parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
He did it in their parking lot.
He did it. You did it in their parking lot. I mean, it's like if you're going to have a wreck, the last place you want to have a wreck is.
Shit happens.
In your own parking lot.
Yeah. Fuck shit.
And you did one car, right? One car?
Oh, no.
No. I'm saying that incident.
Oh, that incident.
Your car.
Yeah. My car,
one car and a boulder. I got two.
In a parking lot.
Come on now.
Two.
Well, see, the other time in, I don't even know if you know about this one, Commander, but hey,
no, here we go. Here we go. He's retired.
He's retired now. So, you know, the street that runs behind the sheriff's office, right?
Yes.
Where the back door where everybody hangs out at.
Yeah.
So when they do the academy for the sheriff's office, they close that street off. They'll have cones and a sign, and the sign they made them, it's like 5 gallon buckets with a sign in like concrete inside of a bucket, and they'll put it on both ends of the street. So I arrested a guy one day, took him to jail, go to the station, doing the paperwork. Well, now I'm going to drop my paperwork back off at the county, and they've set up these signs. Well, I'm coming. I'm driving south.
No, are they doing this for driving or something? Or what are
no,
they doing?
They have it closed off because they're out there doing like pepper spray.
Oh, okay. Or gotcha, something. Gotcha.
They've had the road closed off so gotcha. They can do it out there. So I'm going south on, I mean, I can say the street, Stewart.
Yeah.
I'm going south right there on Stewart. And I'm going to make the left turn to go on the street that runs behind the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
So the pillar in my car, there's a blind spot. So I can't see all these cones and this sign in this 5 gallon bucket. And I see
he said all these cones.
Yeah.
Not just one cone.
Well,
all these cones.
All the way across the street. So I'm looking out my window and I'm like, man, what are they doing out there? Cadets are out there, you know, doing pepper spray or something. So I'm watching them make a left turn right over that 5 gallon Bless. Bucket full of concrete.
Where were you driving? Hey, where were you driving?
Hey, a Tahoe. Hey, in front of like 30 cadets. So I know that they're out there thinking, well, I know where I'm applying because that guy got a job.
Well, they're like,
over this damn side.
Like, there's one more opening now, plus one.
Hey, and then I go to back up and it's like,
you got to pull it off.
Drag that bucket with me. Yeah. I don't think you ever found out about that. It didn't do any damage. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that you actually have to report it unless it does damage.
Right. Yeah. But you could blue form yourself, can you not?
Or it's damage. You can't repair yourself.
We've done that. We pulled some fenders, inner fenders and stuff out. We've done some of that, man. Yeah.
I had a guy arrested one time. I was coming out of one of the apartment complexes. Wham, hit a car, and it was like, I called 28.
All right, yeah.
How bad is it?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Can it be fixed with whiteout?
Yeah, how bad is
it? That sounds like something he would say.
Yes.
But you know, fix. See
always
later.
Watching out for you.
I got 209 or 204. I took 209 to the academy, but was it 204? One of those, and both bumpers of this Crown Vic, both the bumper just flapped. Well, because you go through the median or whatever, and you just crack those things up.
Yeah,
so I was like,
ass in
I was like, I'm not going to hurt this car. Like, yeah. I'll take this and drive this as hard as I want to. What are they going to say to me? Look at this car.
Sorry, tore up.
But look see, at this
you,
thing.
You got to know people. And I've talked to them on, you weren't here. I talked to them about when I was at the county, you had to have cell phone numbers for the record drivers.
All right, yeah.
So, because you get stuck all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have to call your supervisor and be like, hey, I'm an idiot. I drove down a dirt road. It just rained for three straight days.
Yeah. And it's wet.
So you call and you wake the record driver up at like 2 a.m. and you're like, hey, dude, I will buy you lunch. Please come get me.
Right.
Come get me. And then you check 10-6.
Well, I'm that's funny, actually. Yeah. You know Cowboy. You know who we're talking about?
260?
261.
Oh, yeah, 260.
His daddy would 261. Fix stuff.
Yeah.
Because like,
we've had damage to cars. It's like, hey, what do we do?
Who was that guy on the, he had the, big four-wheel drive. He
would that was Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom would come pull you out.
Had to have his number, call him.
Yeah, Tom.
You got to know who you were.
Hey, I got a problem.
He's very much pro-police, and if you stuck, you
call him before you call the commander.
Yeah, right. What you do is...
hey, I got a deal down here, man. You got to fix me up.
What you
I
do
pay
is
him
you,
before commander
you check 116.
Out.
You say, hey, am I clear for break?
Am I 116 in the car?
Yeah. And then you hope they show up. Before your 116 is over.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't call that commander.
Right.
I bet
that's
you
funny,
got over
dude.
The radio if I didn't told you.
Yeah, we've heard. What'd he say to you?
Where are you going in that rocket ship? I was like, I don't know where I'm going. Pull over.
Because for the smallest guy, he has the biggest lead foot.
Right. Well, hey.
Hey, dude, I'm not going to repeat what was told to me, but I didn't do it again.
Hey, all I know is that the first day I got a Charger, whenever we first were issued those, the very first day we had one wreck out just a few blocks out from the station. They were in a pursuit, and they cut it straight through the median.
Yeah.
That was the first day. That was the very first
brand new car.
Well,
then we had another one back into another officer. Remember
that? On the first day?
Yeah, it was 127.
Mm. Oh yeah,
somebody else,
yeah. Right? And see, and I came. We were already on. I think we were already on 12s. I think, but and I came in, and I remember getting a Charger, and 39 was our sergeant, our supervisor, and I was like, "Hey, I've never driven one of these before. Let's see how fast this thing will go."
Oh yeah.
Well, little did I know that the camera monitoring system, you know, our camera and everything, also had a GPS on it, and it also would report.
Your speed,
right? So what do? I leave the station, and I'm like, I'm going to head to the interstate. Well, how do you get to the interstate? Well, you go right down, jump
straight
the railroad
away.
Tracks.
That's right.
You got it, right? So
you
I get
got
on
a good,
the,
like, what, 2 miles?
Oh, man, it's great, right? You get past 1426, you know, you hit the railroad tracks, good to go. So I jump up on the interstate, and by the time I get to our main road, I'm exiting off because I'm South Unit. I'm like, hell yeah, this will work. Like, this car sucks down, man. We're good to go. 39-188, and I was like, oh, wonder what he needs. Like, I mean, I just got on shift, you know? Yeah. And so he goes, I need you in my office. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I wonder what the hell is up with this. So and I'm sweating it the whole way. So what do? I drive down our main drag and hit every light I can, take my time. Because I'm 10-6 now. Don't give
let
me no
cool
calls.
Off a little bit.
And I get to the station. He's like, hey, how fast you just get that car up to? And I was like, what? A car? What are you talking about? And he knew exactly what I did, right? And it's one of those that, hey, I'm going to ask you a question that I already know the answer to, right? You know? And I wanted to be like, man, I've seen you wreck like 8 cars. You know? Right, but I didn't. He's my supervisor, right?
Yeah.
You know? And what was the great thing is he was my team captain. He was our on SWAT, on the attack team. I was his cover. Yes. So me and him were good. Me and 39 are really good. And I was like, hey, I don't know what to say right now. I was like, do I tell you how fast I was going or do you already know? He goes, I fucking already know how fast you were going. Don't do it again. And I was like, and I said, hey, how did you know that? And he goes, well, the car will tell me. And I was like, is that something I can turn on? And then I got in even more trouble because he was like, no, don't you go in there and start messing with that menu. I was like, so it's in the menu.
Yeah, it's in there
like,
somewhere.
Here we go. So I'm like trying to figure this out for the next, you know, 8 hours on my shift, trying to figure out how to turn that crap off.
And
so,
some people didn't like plug GPS in.
Yeah.
And they got in trouble for that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I understand the mark button because we use that too. If somebody threw dope in a pursuit or a traffic stop, boom, video. I could reach up and click that mark button. I knew exactly where it's at. It's going to give me the coordinates and all that. But I didn't like it tattling on me though. I didn't like that crash.
That was digital ally.
Like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the card deck and everything.
Weren't you working traffic control in the interstate one time and had a little conversation with a woman?
Oh my gosh. Where's 216 when you need him? Because this was the funniest thing. He talks about this all the time. He's talking about the wreck, right?
Yes.
It was raining and it just had stopped and it was like, we were midnight, so we were 6B to 6A and 216 was with me and all of the interstate was shut down like we had and we just finally started getting it moved. I'm out there in a raincoat. It stopped raining, but it's hot. So, you know, you're sweating you're just sweating miserable. Your nuts off, right? And so these people are rolling down. They're probably not going three to 5 miles an hour. We're barely crawling. We got one lane open. FD's trying to get everything open. We're trying to get this wreck cleared off.
Sure.
Somebody comes by. Hey, what happened up there? And I'm like, oh, it's just a wreck. You know, I'm like, just keep going. I'm trying to just keep everybody going. Just go. Just get out of the way, right? So after about the fourth or fifth time that somebody said, what's going on up there? It was like, you're just like, what do you think is going on? Right? Like you were trying to be nice. Right. Okay. So
you see me, right?
I've been standing there now for like 30, 45 minutes.
There's an elephant in the roadway.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Close. You're super close.
What do you think?
You're super close. It's not an elephant, but it is. It does live in the desert. So this lady, bless her heart, she came by and I'd had about enough. Was standing behind me, like just maybe a few car lengths behind me because we're both just traffic control. This lady comes by and she was like,
"Mark that.
Do what? Oh, my bad. Yeah, good call." He said, I even did it. He said, this lady drives by. And she's like, what? Is there a wreck up there? Whatever. And I said, fuck if I know. And she goes, what? Like that. Like she heard me, right? I was trying to like let it slide. And I go, they flipped a rhino. She goes, oh, okay. And it's like lost his mind. Like it was it was the funniest. 216 his mind. It was the funniest thing. And I said, fuck if I know. She goes, what? Well, they flipped a rhino. Oh, dude. Lost his
That's good
mind.
Stuff, though, man.
It was so funny, but I was like, this is the 50th time somebody's asked me this question.
That'll wear you
and
out.
He lost his mind. It was so funny. We still talk about that all the time.
Oh, yeah. People don't get
flipped
it.
Flipped a rhino. Oh. It was like she even knew what that was. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, my side by side.
You talked about 39 calling you on the radio, and you're thinking, man,
what did I do? Right.
So everybody has those people that you're like, if they call me on the radio, I'm about to pretend like I got diarrhea or something. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mine was
trying to get an accident right now. Right.
If 29
try to get an accident, if rear end somebody,
if 29 or 116 called me on the radio, I started thinking about like diseases or something I could have go home or like some kind of illness. I'm like, okay, let me think. There's something wrong with me. I got to go home. We can talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah. But for me, it was the captain or
commander.
Commander here.
If Commander gets on the radio
or 17
and calls me instead of just calling my cell phone, I'm like, he wants us on the radio for some reason.
Right. Yeah. Why is he? Why are you calling me out?
Yeah. Why are you calling me on the radio?
This shit's official.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he wants that noted on there that he called me. But see, like 116 would do it to me. And then I'd get up there. I know you have my cell phone number. I've worked for you for like 2 years.
It's chewing me out.
I know you have it. But I'd get there and then he would be like, did that scare you?
Yeah.
And it'd be nothing. And I'm like, one of these days it's going to be something and I'm going to think you're fucking around.
Right. And you bring up a great point because the time before that when 39 called me on the radio, it's because 172, who is a captain, talked me into running Santa Claus.
What?
Oh, yeah. You can get in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah. I did. And I can tell you where he lives. I can tell you the address that Santa Claus lives. So he's like, have you ever run Santa Claus? I'm a rookie, dude. I got put on a night shift on 10 to 6 and I'm with him and it was 116, 172 and it was all those guys. And he was like, you never ran? You don't know where he lives? I'm like, no, you can do that? He's like, yeah, you can do that. Like straight legit talked me into it. So I run it in my car, Santa Claus, over the MDT.
Really?
39-188, come to my office. I was like, holy crap. I was like, what is going on? And he's just laughing. He's 172 just laughing his ass off, right? So I get called to the office because he got a phone call. Because clearly you get a phone call, even if it's in the middle of the night, if you run certain people. So that was one of them. That was one of those flag.
Yeah, don't
names,
try
dude.
Like running the president's
no,
name
right,
or
right.
anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, man, I think I had to
that
go.
That stuff is monitored.
I think I had to go take a class after that. I think that's what happened. So, because I didn't know.
I can remember. Rookie. We had a Kmart in town at one time.
Oh, my gosh, you're going.
Yeah, when was
where
that?
Where Atwoods is that?
Right, where Atwoods, yeah. Because it was abandoned with us, and it was awesome. Yeah.
And
spying people all the time.
The gentleman went in there to get buy some ammunition. It just so happened the president was coming to town. He was going to come through, and he goes,
"Gosh,
what's the president's motorcade?"
You can't do
what's
that.
What's the route for that? No, it wasn't an hour later. Secret Service sent it on his ass.
No kidding, man.
Wow. That was a weird. That was pretty wild.
You remember Fish? You remember Fish?
Oh, my God.
Listen, we had a
51.
Call. Yeah. Yeah, 51. 51. I believe that's right. Yeah. 51. We had one time.
Loves
had
a good book.
Yes. That's right.
I can tell you some stories about that. Hastings, that's it, man. That's it.
When his wife calls and says, "Where's my husband at?" You find him in a
still in the parking lot.
The book.
Hey, listen, we had a call one time. We had somebody for, and I forgot what it was. It was a King's. His medical doctor, and his medical doctor had somebody that would, you know, if they needed a part off him, they'd take that part off him and they would use that part. I mean, he was as king from a different country.
What are we talking about?
Do what?
A king from a different country.
The king from a different country. Okay. He come down I-30 one time.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Pakistani president. We've talked about this. Yeah. He was going to Paris.
He was
going to
go see his doctor.
In Paris, Texas.
Right. And
we shut down the whole
thing. Told me, he said, "Hey, listen here." He said, "There's going to be a motorcade come through. DPS is going to be heading the thing." He said, "Do not get in the way. Do not get on the interstate. Do not get on the overpass."
Right.
Anywhere Period. Around there, because he said, "They'll shoot you off the road."
They will.
And he said, "They're going to be coming through." And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And sure enough,
dude, we all had to be there.
Yes,
every officer.
51 called me out, and anyway, my job was to protect one particular roadway, and they come through that helicopter. You remember that?
I remember all of it. Yes,
they had trooper,
25 up front,
and they had a couple of
3 Mercedes, a Ford Expedition, and a Dodge with a 50 cal in the
and
back.
And listen, they were doing about 120
standard operation speed,
30 mile an hour.
Wow! But there were 50 troopers,
and I said, "Well, what happens if somebody wants to get out there?" And he said, "Let them go."
Yeah,
and he said they'll shoot them off the road. I was like, "Are you kidding me?
Did you not? Did
what are you
not,
talking about?
You don't remember the teletype we got before?" Said even law enforcement, if we approach, if they have a wreck or anything, if we approach, we'll be engaged.
Yeah,
that's how serious it was.
I mean, they had different country flags running on the front of that Mercedes.
Oh, and yeah, three Mercedes limos. Yeah, it was insane, man.
Yeah, there's some stuff. Super some cool stuff to go down. It was like, hey, get your ass out of the fucking way.
Well, you remember we had a guy close to the church that we all just were at. A guy walked out because he knew something was coming. He had a camera, and somebody had to go down there and get him off the interstate. They were like, "Dude, you don't understand the seriousness. If they will shoot at us, they're going to smoke smoke you." So we had to all the bridges, and that was all the way through. I mean, from wherever he landed in the Metroplex,
all the way to Paris,
all the way through, man. And you're
they're doing 120, 130 with a helicopter in front of them.
Dude, you think he could have found a doctor closer?
It was his doctor,
personal doctor.
Yeah. Right. His doctor had retired from Pakistan and moved to the countryside of East Texas.
So
and
he
told him
here to see
you
him.
Need to drive and see the scenery in East Texas.
Wow.
Yes.
And so he drove all the way
I don't
through.
Know how you see anything at that speed.
Right, at that speed, because man, it was impressive though. Because we talked about this.
I'm
in
glad
a
you were there
because
I can hardly I remember the story, but it was like I remember it. Like, I was like, oh my God, I cannot
it was
believe
so
this
cool though. Was that not a surreal? I remember turning my camera because I was catching an exit and blocking everything off on the interstate. And I turned my camera because I thought, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me. We won't ever see this.
That's when we finally got cameras in the car.
Right. This was so cool.
When I first got to work here, Commander and I didn't have, there wasn't a camera. There wasn't a camera in every car.
We're talking
about a handy
cam, man.
There wasn't a camera
Super
in every
eights.
Car. Let me
Super
tell you what. Hey, listen, let me speak up in here close. Hey.
Let me get up in here.
when you pulled a car over, you had to hit the play and record.
What you yes. said, right.
You had to pull an umbrella up. I mean, a little
antenna.
Little antenna up, and then hit the NADA button. And that was to make it work if it worked. And if you, and let me tell you what, and let me tell you, I just got to say, you guys, 102 would walk up to me.
I know 102.
102 would walk up and he said, "You fucking rookie." He said, "You can't hear crime. Roll your fucking windows down." I was like, "Okay, sir." I'd roll my windows down. Well, guess what? You made a corner too fast. That radar, I mean, that whole camera system would fly out
Come
of
out the
car.
Window, right. Yeah.
It'd fly out the window if you weren't paying attention. Because we didn't have to have cameras. I mean, we just started getting them.
Right. That's so funny, dude.
Oh, dude. Wow.
That's so funny.
Yeah, 102 would say, "You can't hear fucking crime with your windows rolled up."
That's the first time I saw him at the funeral. That's the first time I've seen him in a while.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, he's got on the whole drone thing as well.
Nice.
Yeah, we're trying to help him out, trying to get him copies of our the way
policies
we do business
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
nice.
As far
nice.
As drone stuff. Well, I didn't mean to get off on that thing. But
no, you're good.
Were you working on 9/11?
No.
Were you at work that day? I like hearing some of the guys'
perspectives. I was on a toilet when that happened. I remember where I was at.
I like hearing some of the guys' perspectives about that because I was still in school when it happened.
That was a big fucking deal.
Especially with that company that we have in our city. Yeah. I heard it was like a big deal. Like, yeah, hey,
I'm sure it was.
Possible targets and stuff.
And I remember I was driving down the street and listening to radio and they were talking about, well, a plane has hit the
World Trade Center.
I'm like, well, that's crazy. I'm going to go to the station, look at the TV, see what I see. Well, I was watching TV when the second plane hit.
Right. Wow.
Well, then
you were like, oh, yeah, no kidding. I can't imagine.
Next thing you know, the courthouse is locked down. He's locked down.
Everything's locked down.
It was.
You know, they're calling meetings left and right.
Yes. Well, of course they had to.
It was crazy.
I was in eighth grade.
I was plumbing the concession stand at the sports complex here.
Well, I was
doing rock work and plumbing the concession stand.
We had football practice before school, and then so you had to be there at 7. And football practice went from 7 to 8. And then
here?
Went
you
through.
Were here?
No, I was at a small town west of here. So you had to be at school at 7. Practice started at 7, went to 8, and then it was first period too. So that was your practice time. So I was walking to second period, and my friends ran up to me, and they're like, yeah, the World Trade Center got hit and all this. And I'm sitting there going, wow, that's crazy. What the hell's that?
I didn't know what the World Trade Center was.
It's weird for these kids now to not know what that is, but we didn't know what that was back then.
Sure.
Eighth grade, I've been working there 24 years.
That is.
I worked there, but this happened to be my day off, and I was at the house, and I heard it, and it was. I run to the living room. It was like, "What the fuck?
What is going on?"
They rolled, you know, that rolly TV into the classroom, and we watched the second plane hit too. But you'll never forget where you were.
No,
you know what
no,
I mean.
No, but nobody that was alive that and was we conscious like, to know. I mean,
we were already in the meeting when they hit the Pentagon.
Yeah,
yeah. So what did y'all end up doing, like as far as in our city?
Just everything was locked down. Oh, any city or county building was
did they have there. People sitting on different locations?
Mm. I bet y'all went down south and watched that pretty good too. Mm. Which they have their own security anyway. Yeah. We found that out. I mean, that's a good deal, right?
But
there.
See, you just don't forget that stuff. Like when Obama did the press conference, I was already police then. By then, when he did the press conference about they had caught Osama bin Laden and all that.
Oh yeah,
and it was at nighttime, and I was on night shift at the sheriff's office.
We watched that live on TV. That was awesome. Yeah,
and people were calling me, going, "Hey, you know." Obama's about to, there's this big to do about this press conference you're about to have. And I remember where I was, the double bridges next to the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
I was going north towards the station. I remember exactly listening where I was at. I still have the recording on an old cell phone.
That's awesome.
I took my cell phone out and turned the radio up and recorded it live. Wow. Having given that press
because
conference.
That's
I was going over that bridge over the railroad tracks.
That's history.
I remember right where I was at when
it's history, man.
Hey, brother, I can remember where I was at when Sid Elvis was dead.
He's old.
Yeah, that's
this one right here. Yeah.
Where were you at when Kennedy got killed?
That was 3.
Nah.
I just see how far back.
Seeing how far we can push this, man.
I don't know exactly how old he is, so I'm trying to date.
I know how old he is.
We call that investigate.
I know how old he is. But isn't that crazy? Like, I mean, you won't ever forget that. And what blows my mind is I work with kids every day that have no idea about World Trade Center.
They don't know about any of that.
None of it. And it's like, but it's like, for me, it's like, which we know about Kennedy, but it's like it would be like Kennedy for me because I don't have that emotional tie to it like I do 9/11 or Waco that we just had an anniversary of, or Sandy Hook or Columbine or anything like that because we were alive then.
But I mean, even Columbine was what, like 99. Yep. I was about to say 98 or 99.
Because that's what scared us because we were.
I remember that
juniors and seniors, man.
Barely. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like maybe in sixth grade or something, but I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Even
dude.
Barely, and I'm almost 35
it's
years old.
A huge deal, man.
The funny thing is, me and Puff were at the athletic center working out when.
Wouldn't that happen?
When Waco burned down.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, the old chief at the sheriff's office, he had worked for the ATF back then.
Yeah.
And he was there.
He was there.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was there. Like, they were telling me, because. That sheriff had just gone to office, and the previous sheriff, the one before this one, had come in. And the chief deputy for the old sheriff, he had been there, and they were telling me, they were like, yeah, like some of those old videos from Waco and stuff, he's in those.
That's super cool, yeah. Well, I mean, excuse me. That's cool.
Well, he was there, and he could tell you, like, hey, we were there. This is what it was actually like. I mean, how many people are you going to talk to that
they can tell you about that
actually at something like that?
See, and I was super fortunate that one of the guys that hired me for my school district was one of the arresting officers for Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty wild.
I've seen the handcuffs.
Huge. Well,
isn't that crazy?
I've seen his arrest warrant.
That's cool. That's so, because I mean, that's huge history,
there,
man.
We had a captain working when I was there. He was a lieutenant at the time, but his brother was one of the officers who was killed by Oswald.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the
brother, uncle, I can't remember. It's one or the other.
Wow. When I was in police academy, I went to police academy at a college out east of here.
Right.
And the professor that taught our report writing was an English professor at the college, but he was retired DPD.
Nice.
And he was in the motorcade that took Kennedy from Love Field to downtown. And he said, we had assignment. He told us the whole story. This is awesome for like brand new cadets
right.
in a police academy to hear
no
this.
No kidding.
First hand experience. And he said, I was in that motorcade. I was young. I was like a new officer at Dallas. I'd only been there like a year or something.
Yeah.
And he told us like, you know, we came from Love Field because DFW Airport wasn't there then. He said, and then as we got downtown, we had assignments. We had roads we had to block off.
Right.
He was like, so we get down there, I peel off and go to my assigned intersection. And then Kennedy got shot like four blocks later.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. See, and I've got a video from a former ag teacher also of him when he was a kid that his dad took of him, and it shows the motorcade coming by. And it's a video that I've never seen before. That's never been aired on TV or anything like that because it was a personal home video that shows probably a minute and a half before he was shot. So it's like super cool. I've got it on my phone.
I mean, how much longer are you going to be able to talk to those guys?
Right. I know. That's what I'm talking about. Right.
You know, those old police officers that were at these events, you know, they're not going to be around much longer.
No. So that's like, it's awesome to hear the stories now, you know, because like it's you incredible. Said, they're not going to be. And that's a big deal, man. That's a huge deal.
Commander probably had a wheel gun.
Commander did have a wheel gun.
Did you?
I started with a wheel gun.
Yes. Wow.
Speed loaders.
I know he had hair down to his ass. Because I was there. I seen it.
You weren't allowed to carry semis when I started.
Wow.
I was always allowed.
Yeah. But hey, you get those old guys out there with those wheel guns, and they are like perfect.
Yeah, as long as the wind's not blowing back in your face and you're eating all that.
No,
stuff,
but
powder
the wheel gun guys, they can fucking shoot. They can fucking shoot. This man over here across from me can shoot.
They'll
I promise.
Take those Coke bottle glasses off and.
I'm like Shane's.
They are.
Hey, you know when I first
Chief Drone, Chief Sniper.
Hey, listen, when I first started, I had my own pistol. I started when 92.
Oh, so y'all weren't issued yet?
No.
Wow.
We had to have our own leather and everything.
When did
else.
Y'all get issued? Do you remember?
I don't know, but let me tell
after
you what.
After 92, huh?
You know, I wore well, 78, who's a female. I wore her vest
right,
for probably
right.
the first year and a half. Because they weren't issuing new vests.
No. I had to buy all my own stuff in 2009.
Yeah, that's sad. Because I got a vest that had already been expired. I started in 2004, and I got a vest that expired in 94.
Well, do they really expire, though?
Right. But right. Do they really expire?
I think that that's
do they really expire?
I don't think so.
I know what you're talking about, Putter. But
I don't think they really expire. No.
It's expired. Come buy another one.
Yeah.
Right. It's exactly right.
What it is.
Dude, great place. It was a good one.
All right.
Dude, we got like JFK in that one. We got 9/11 in that one. We got like all kinds of stuff. We got 18 edits to
all right, Commander to be here.
I forgot we were on a podcast.
See? Like super quick.
Texas Law Dogs.
Law Dogs.
Law Dogs. Love y'all.